Democrats in the U.S. Senate yesterday were able to muster up enough votes to move the bill forward that would restore unemployment benefits to an estimated 2.5 million jobless Americans. According to John Dipko, spokesman for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the measure affects around 66,000 Wisconsin residents who lost their unemployment benefits starting in early June. Democratic Senator Russ Feingold says that the extended unemployment benefits should have never been allowed to expire in the first place.
This is an important moment that really shows the difference between people that are tuned into and understand the suffering that people are going through and those that are really remote from it. This is reality. This is a terrible thing for these families and humiliating and difficult. And this is just a minimum thing we should do. And frankly, I find it hard to believe that people would not support providing this kind of help.
The bill has been held up due largely to partisan differences in how to pay for the $32 billion plan. Republican Congressman Paul Ryan said in a statement on his website that ultimately he couldn't support the bill because the money was borrowed and not paid for. Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Dipko says that eligible workers would receive checks to make up for lost benefits while the extension was stalled in Congress. The measure would reauthorize the extended benefits until the end of November. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.